You're listening to SBS News.
On the campaign trail this week, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has been enthusiastic about local plans to boost the economy.
Do you support a big ute for Geelong as a tourist attraction?
Well, I love utes. How good are utes?
Getting people into work is also central to the government's re-election pitch. At a press conference in Sydney this week, Employment Minister Stuart Robert was keen to promote the latest education initiative.
We've just signed the Job Trainer $2 billion program nationwide. We've just signed the agreement with Victoria to allow Job Trainer Mark 2 to roll out.
Diverse communities are one of the target groups for the Job Trainer program, with advertising materials launched in a range of languages.
Job Trainer, 学习紧缺职业的技能，如需了解自己是否想要提升技能或找工作吗？
But as the parties campaign ahead of next year's federal election, how the government's stance on China is being perceived with key voters has emerged as a potential distraction. In the wake of the Olympic boycott, Liberal sources have raised concerns the government's anti-China rhetoric is alienating some Chinese-Australian voters. They point to former Prime Minister Tony Abbott's highly publicised trip to Taiwan and Defence Minister Peter Dutton's recent press club speech where he warned of war.
The lack of transparency and its rapid military expansion, coupled with how can the region be assured that China seeks reunification by peaceful means, or that there is a limit to the territorial ambitions?
Gladys Liu is the first ethnically Chinese woman to be elected to the House of Representatives. She admits she has been getting feedback.
Well, I'm hearing a mix of different voices. So we do have people saying, you are not doing enough or you're doing too much. It's always the case. So as a responsible member of parliament, that's what I do. I listen and I pass on to the leadership team.
One Liberal source in New South Wales says there is a strong feeling among sections of the Chinese-Australian community that those speaking about war are, quote, completely off their rocker. Some argue that Australia could have taken a stand on China's human rights abuses without joining the Olympic boycott. But on that front, even the government's political opponents are backing the decision. Labor leader Anthony Albanese is one of them. He's cynical about Scott Morrison's sincerity on delivering jobs, but says the boycott was the right call.
We need a government that is about delivery, not just about announcements. We do support the call by the national government to have a diplomatic boycott.
It's an issue unlikely to fade as an election draws closer. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.